This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Kyle Erickson was a shy kid from Toronto when he first came to Moreland's Camp on Kawagama Lake in Haliburton County in 2011. As an 8-year-old, he'd never experienced camp before and was hesitant to make new friends and try new things. But thanks to caring camp counselors who gently encouraged him, he soon found his way. He began enjoying all that Moreland's Camp had to offer, from swimming to kayaking and everything in between. Now, every year since then, Erickson has come to the camp that helped shape him as a young man. And he's now the one who guides other campers and gives back to the place he loves.
You really see the development of campers, especially over time, because with 1 week, people think you can't really make that big of an impact, but it really, like, you lay the groundwork and then you just keep building it as it goes on, because even if it's just one thing they remember, one day, one habit, one quality, you're really building up these kids little by little. And that's what happened with me. And now I am here many years later, after I was done. My final year camping was in 2019, and I am still here coming back. Just, I love it so much. I seen the impact it had on me. So it's just, I really want to have that same effect and pay it forward and do the amazing job that the staff before me did and just continue that.
Since 1917, the not-for-profit Moreland's Camp has been offering opportunities for children from low-income neighborhoods to realize their potential to succeed. The camp, rooted in positive youth development, allows kids to develop leadership skills in a safe and fun environment. Colette Halferty is the Director of Development and Communications for Moreland Kids and Community Services, the parent organization that runs both the summer camp and year-round programs throughout Toronto. She says the camp is a magical place that's changed and improved the lives of kids living on the margins. That's why she's excited to announce the organization's recent decision to expand their reach, inviting kids from low-income families in Haliburton County to come experience the camp through the Join My Journey campaign.
It started organically in 1912 as the Downtown Church Workers Association, and you are correct, it was Canon Moore who initiated this program, this charity. And at the beginning, it was really about living in the inner city impoverished areas, the places where people were really struggling financially and socially. And so it was about providing clothing and food and social supports. So that was sort of the origins of the Downtown Church Workers Association. So keep helping families as a whole. And so out of that, in 1917, we began Moreland's Camp. And it was, the first one was in Beaverton. And we even had a train station coming from Toronto out to the Beaverton, which was Moreland's Camp. So again, we recognized back then that getting kids and families at that point, because we used to actually bring parents and do some separate sort of camp leadership for parents back then, get them out of the city, get them out of the challenges of the city and experience nature. For most of them, had never had that opportunity. And so over the years, like, Moreland's kept evolving, and I would say kept adapting to what are the changes in society. I mean, if you think about the wars that we lived through, you know, starting in 1912, and so the reality is, when you read some of our history books of Moreland's, I mean, is about, it was always listening and adapting, because we were so embedded in the communities in which we served. So we knew what the needs were. And so we recognized where we'd need to change our response. And so over time, we evolved and realized that there was a growing gap for children and youth. Children and youth specifically who were either newcomers to Canada, you know, racially marginalized, but the predominant factor, the permeating thing throughout, is being low-income families living in poverty. And so we started to hone in and develop a curriculum that would respond to that gap. And what were these kids not getting in school that could help strengthen their future pathways forward? And that was really the origins of building a foundational leadership curriculum. And, you know, for us, Elizabeth, and you've probably read it all, for us, being a leader isn't about your status or your salary, or it's about being a person of positive influence. And we had Moreland's Camp start in 1917. We were gifted the new property in Kawagama Lake in 1972. That's a story in itself. It used to be a Jewish camp, and so then it became Moorlands Camp. About 4 years ago, coming out of the pandemic, we just realized in our strategic planning that there was a swath of areas up and around camp that we hadn't tapped into. And so we did a lot of research and realized that poverty had been on the move. It wasn't just down in those inner city areas. People were moving out into other areas, but still living in poverty. And so 4 years ago, we started opening our doors, reaching into communities, building collaboratives so that we could bridge that gap for more rural families and kids to be able to come to camp in the summer for this leadership opportunity. If they are on that low income scale, and our low income scale is it's always in line with what the government deems as low income. So you could have, and you know, unfortunately, a lot of our families are single parent families. But even when you've got two parents, if they're only earning up between the two of them up to 80,000, that's low income, because to pay the rent or pay a mortgage, put food on the table. And so depending where they are on that spectrum, that's the financial assistance that we will offer them to bridge that gap. And that's basically every child that comes to camp, there is financial assistance for every space is covered through that.
Kayla Hall first came to Moorlands Camp when she was 8 years old. Unsure of herself and shy, she struggled with all the new people and surroundings. But thanks to caring cabin counselors, she gained confidence and thrived there. Now 23 years old and having recently graduated from Queen's University in nursing, she's returned to Moorlands Camp this year as the camp nurse.
And Moorlands gave me something that I didn't even realize I needed so badly at the time. It gave me a safe space to kind of figure all of that out. It gave me a safe space to try new things, to fail, and to still belong anyway. I also grew up in a single parent household, so without the supports that make camp accessible for families like mine, I simply wouldn't have been able to come to camp in the first place. And for me, the activities were a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong, like the campfires, the activities, the kayaking, the swimming, but camp is so much more than that. For me, the biggest impact was probably my cabin leaders. And it really showed me the difference that one caring adult can make for a kid. They believed in me, they encouraged me, and they saw the potential that I didn't even realize I had. But my passion for working with kids started here, and just seeing the impact that like my cabin leaders had on me is kind of what led me to pursue nursing. So I just recently graduated from Queen's, and I just got my bachelor's of nursing science. So I'm now a registered nurse with the College of Nurses of Ontario, and Moorlands is definitely a really, really big part of that. My cabin leaders inspired me, and I just wanted to have that same impact on people as well. It really just helped me become the person I am today.
Ryan Bonnet, who goes by the camp name Ginger, has been working at Moorlands Camp since 2022. As someone who struggled to find his way and a good path for his future, Bonnet decided to leave his home country of Australia, seeking a new experience as a camp leader. He applied to a number of camps and got all the interviews, but it wasn't until he met with staff at Moorlands when things finally clicked. Every summer since, he's been a part of the team at the camp and wouldn't want it any other way.
Jumped on a plane, 22-hour flight, 23-hour flight. Bit of a long one. And then, I got to camp. And to be honest with you, the first time I stepped off the boat, I looked at the place, I looked at some of the things and I was like, what am I doing here? Like, this is not me, you know? And to be honest, it was scary. My first time traveling by myself, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was in for. But quite quickly that changed because of the things that we do here, even a part of training with all the staff. It really, really, really like spoke to me and straight away I kind of felt like I fit in. So yeah, that first year I was a cabin leader. So, you know, just doing day-to-day stuff with the campers, making sure that they're all okay, well-being, all these things. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was my calling. I was like, I'm a cabin leader. This is what I'm supposed to do. And yeah, and I just loved it. Everything about it was just fun. Like everyone said already, like these guys said, like the things we do here with the campers, like to teach them growth and leadership, and our habits and qualities that we talk about almost every day, if not every day. It's something that I think is really, really important, especially nowadays for the kids growing up.
Moreland's Camp on Coagama Lake will host 500 financially subsidized campers this summer. If you'd like to apply for your child to attend a session, please visit morelands.ca.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.